We are in Las Vegas.
Oh, Bright Light City. Gonna set my soul. Chris Jansen. I got news for you, baby. I did 29 movies like that.
I wish we had some cigars right here in this interview.
Oh, my God. You know what? When he was at the amp, he gave me this cigar. It was like, what was that?
I gave you the first one was Arturo Fuentes' short story, A Hemingway.
Oh my God!
That's amazing. That's an amazing cigar, and you know they're right where you are every single day of your life, man. They're really fluent down there in Tampa, so it's an amazing thing. But yeah.
Have you done the cigars in Ybor City? Have you done that experience yet?
I have not.
Next time you come to Tampa, we got
to
do it.
I would actually love to.
It's kind of cool down there, but that cigar was amazing.
Well,
he's drinking Mountain Dew, smoking a cigar. I'm having a Scott, smoking a cigar. We just had a good old time.
No, we really did, man.
We really did.
It's a blessing to have good camaraderie with good friends, and actually good conversation you want to have, just sitting around having small talk. I can't stand that.
Yeah, so you do it right. You bring out the lawn chairs and everything. Well, now, when I walked in, you were singing. What were you singing? It was new single.
Oh, yeah. So we're Drunk Girl. Yeah, of course. And
which you did that at the QIK guitar pull.
That's right.
When it was brand new. And not, most people, when they do our concerts, they want to sing along the songs they
correct.
Know.
Correct. Yeah.
The moment that everyone was talking about at guitar pull was Drunk Girl.
Yeah.
It was a special moment. And those people were, by the way, that was awesome.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Sometimes.
Oh, my God. You can come back anytime.
It was amazing. But, man, the single is doing incredibly well for us. We're so thankful for that. And thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
And
we're fans.
It's connected with people. It's connected with your listeners, which makes the difference, because without connection, a song is just a song. And
that's
so
right.
If it connects with somebody's heart and their soul and what they're feeling,
lyrics are everything.
Yeah, honestly, really.
They really are.
And look, yes, we've had fun and great successes with number ones, Fix a Drink, Boat, whatever, but there's something special about Drunk Girl. It's a different overtone, and I'm really proud to be the guy toting the flag.
Well, congratulations, man. It's a great song. Now, are you back to Tampa this year?
Yeah, so I think we actually do come down through there with Jake Owen. I'm assuming so.
Probably in the fall, I think.
Yeah, I think it's like September-ish, if I had to guess. But, Jake and I started touring just a few weeks, which is going to be great. Florida guy, of course. And we're going to have a good time on that. And we're just rocking and rolling, man. And Vegas is full of a lot of crazy stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have a 3-year-old with you said.
I got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old with me, dude. You don't even know.
Before we let you go, one of my other favorite moments of guitar pull.
Yes.
We had him do his lyrics to one of his songs with his ridiculously good Donald Trump impression.
All right,
Donald Trump.
Here we go.
Fix
Ready?
A drink.
God, okay. Come on.
Donald Trump, fix a drink. Right into our Facebook Live.
Now listen. I say this now.
No politics.
No politics
no
whatsoever.
Politics.
Okay. I'm gonna do a presidential argument on fix a drink. Ready?
Okay.
It starts out with Bill Clinton.
Okay.
Well, I can fix a drink. I can pour it on ice. and then Obama comes in and he says, well, actually, you could. Get you feeling right. And Donald says, you're right, Barack. It's so nice. It's a great thing. We're going to get you feeling right all night long and fix a drink. It's a great song. Number one song. Huge.
You're my favorite person ever.
That is awesome.
You are my favorite.
We got to get you to a comedy club, too.
Hey, it's Chris Jansen on 99.5 QYK.